A group of women in a remote Aboriginal community in South Australia's APY lands have formed the state's first Indigenous female firefighting team. For cultural reasons, women in Mimili can't work with the men in the country fire service brigade in the town. But with the men often out of community on cultural business and other help so far away, the women decided to get trained up so they could protect themselves and their land. One of the new firefighters says she hopes other Indigenous women follow their lead. Natalie Whiting reports.
About 5 hours from Uluru, in the top corner of South Australia, is Mimili. A group of women there have been spending today putting out fires.
We're going out just doing some patch burning, and I think we're doing burning a car, just one of our old wrecks in our rubbish dump here, just keeping up our training skills that we learnt.
Tanya Pompey is one of Mimili's new firefighters. She and 8 other women have undergone training with the Country Fire Service.
We've got a male CFS team, and so I was just seeing how they do their training, and I thought, oh, well, if the men go away or anything like that for a bit of trips and things, I just decided, well, we can't go after them. Us women have to stick up for ourselves and just look after the family.
Absolutely, and I guess with cultural business, men's business, there are times when most of the men aren't in community. Is that the case?
Yes, and saw how well the men team were working together, and I went to one of the training courses, and I just thought, oh, well, let's do it.
Now, I understand that you guys are actually going to be the first Indigenous female firefighting team. How did you feel when you heard that?
Totally overwhelmed. We just thought, oh, just a bunch of ladies doing it. And then one of my friends said, oh, we haven't heard anything like this from other people before. And so we felt really privileged.
Cindy McCourt from the CFS travelled to Mimili to train the women. She says their enthusiasm was overwhelming.
Their culture doesn't allow them to have a mixed gender response, but there's lots of times where men are away on men's business, where there's no men within the community, which leaves them quite vulnerable and not able to then fight these fires. So them training up and being able to respond on a truck for themselves just installed them with so much confidence. It was incredible, actually, to spend that time with them and just be involved in their enthusiasm. It was just fantastic.
The community has just received a new truck, which the women learned how to operate and service. Ms. McCourt says the women also learned how to use a range of hoses and equipment.
We talked not just about bushfires, we talked about structure fires and some of those other things that they're, you know, quite exposed to living in those types of communities, where they're so far away from anything else that can help them.
The women are now part of the Mimili CFS Brigade, but will only respond to fires and train by themselves. For many people in the APY lands, English is a second language. But Ms. McCourt says that didn't cause a problem with the training.
We had some good people there that were able to then give us some of their language so that we could incorporate that in part of our delivery. And the women really appreciated us even making the effort, so it was, you know, at the end of the day, we were able to practically demonstrate everything we wanted from them, and they were able to then fulfil that along with a bit of the language the best we could provide.
She says the women's connection to the land was evident.
They took us out to some of their special lands, and we actually conducted some of the training out there. And for them, it was, you could see their connection with the land was so strong, and they spent some time with us, teaching us about some of their culture in those lands, and then, you know, for us to be able to teach them how to protect those lands, it's something you can't explain in words, I'm sorry.
Tanya Pompey says she was inspired to become a firefighter after the APY Lands Executive Board elected its first ever chairwoman. She's hoping more women will join the squad.
Women who want to get up and do something, they don't have to be ashamed. Doesn't matter how different age groups and things like that. Our youngest one on our team at the moment is 25, and the oldest one's, I think, about 54. So the challenge is there. I reckon people should just take it up.
She also thinks women in neighbouring communities should look at getting trained up.
If they've got the urge to take up the challenge, I reckon they should go for it. It's like a little seed. We've started the seed and now we just want to keep it just growing. And if it spreads out, that'd be fantastic.
Mimile firefighter Tanya Pompey, ending Natalie Whiting's report.